We are in Indianapolis, the site each year of the annual NFL Combine. I'm Larry Michael, and for the next several days, 333 of the top college football players will be here, measured in every way possible. As we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, the Redskins have the 51st overall pick in the draft. That's in the second round. So look around Lucas Oil Stadium, which will be jamming for the next several days. Redskins are here. The entire football operations staff is here for the annual NFL Combine. It's gotten bigger every year. Perfect location, centrally located in the United States. All teams can get here rather easily. But the action will be fast and furious over the next several days. Let's check in with the press room and see what's happening here at the Combine. The amount of media has grown over the years here at the Combine. Here, one of the press conferences that take place. They rotate on stages. There are four stages where press conferences take place, and it's a constant parade of NFL executives, NFL coaches, and draft hopefuls here at the Combine. Very, very busy. A lot of media, as you see. Press conferences last year, we saw Robert Griffin III, Andrew Luck on the podium. And now let's check out Radio Row here at the Combine. There you see satellite radio, Rich Gannon, former Redskin quarterback and Oakland Raider as well, on the mic, and several other of the national radio outlets here, as over the last few years, Radio Row has grown. This is a huge event now each year. It's a convention of NFL football, if you will. All the manufacturers are here, the vendors, and several of the major radio companies here as well, as the Combine has grown huge proportions over the years. And here's our good friend, Tariq Al-Bashir from CSNWashington.com. What do you think of the Combine and the media that's here?
Absolute madness. I read somewhere that there are 800 credentialed media. I mean, you saw that room in there. I mean, they ran out of lunch in 5 minutes. You know, and you have all these reporters here to watch college players in their underwear running the 40 and jumping. But you know what? It just speaks to the insatiable appetite fans have for NFL news, even in the offseason. It's great.
All right, for Tariq, I'm Larry Michael. Tomorrow we get down to business. The Combine is underway, and we'll see you then.